Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090, and the Orioles make that move yesterday. They send prospect Stephen Tarpley to Pittsburgh for outfielder Travis Snyder. Here to talk about Travis and his time with the Pirates is Rob Biertenfeld from the Pittsburgh Tribune. He's their beat writer. Rob, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, hey, no problem, man. I used to live down in Maryland and work in Charles County for about 7 years.
So Chuck County?
You guys all the time. Yes, sir. I used to listen to you guys all the time. I spent many an afternoon up at Camden Yards when I was still just a paying fan.
Well, that is very cool. So you get the connection, certainly. Let's talk about Travis Snyder. First of all, you look at last year. He has the best year of his career. Those 13 home runs, OBP, 338, 438 slugging. He didn't have that many at-bats, about 322 last year for the Pirates. So you look at the power numbers, and they were definitely there.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been kind of an intriguing case. I mean, he was always touted as such a high prospect, never really lived up to that. And then when the Pirates got him, you know, they weren't really sure what to make of him. And he was hurt so often. You know, he played a lot of the 2013 season with a foot injury. And, you know, they weren't really ever sure what kind of final analysis to make of him. And then last year, they gave him a shot. He was the opening day right fielder, lost the job to Gregory Polanco, who was, you know, at the time the top prospect in the system. And then he kind of falters. So Snyder gets the job back around mid-season. And like you say, that the power numbers came after the All-Star break. I believe he hit about 288 with a decent OPS, around almost 900 OPS in the second half. He was getting on base. He was scoring runs. And he's kind of underappreciated, I think, a little bit defensively as well.
Interesting.
So all those things, you know, kind of came together and you know, turned into a pretty, you know, into what could have been a very trying season for him, into a half-decent season after all.
And at that point, to be fair, Rob, if he doesn't have the second half that he does with the Pirates, he's looking at AAA somewhere next year, and maybe we're talking about him just hanging on in his baseball career. It was that important for him to have a good year last year for Pittsburgh.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I think he, you know, if he hadn't had that kind of season, he, you know, he would have been non-tendered this year as an arbitration eligible guy, and he would have, you know, had to hook on with somebody else on a minor league deal most likely.
Yeah, and you mentioned how he was so highly touted once upon a time. And there are guys who get hyped up within organizations as a highly touted prospect. And then there are other guys that are renowned throughout the baseball community as a highly touted prospect. And Travis Snyder, as a first-round pick for the Blue Jays in 06, he was a highly touted prospect. I went back and looked this up yesterday. Baseball Prospectus had him as the fifth best prospect at one point overall in all of baseball. Baseball America had him at the sixth best prospect in all of baseball. So he wasn't just supposed to make it. He was supposed to really make it.
Yeah, and the guy, you know, hit pretty much at every level, and, you know, even at AAA. I mean, you look at some of the averages at different times. I think like around 300 or 330 in 2012 with, I would say, within Las Vegas at that time with AAA. You know, coming up, he was always a guy who hit for decent power and a decent average. So, yeah, he was in danger of becoming one of those, you know, 4A type players who, you know, you think there's nothing more this guy can prove at AAA. It's just time for him to do it in the majors. And I think one of the big reasons he never did it was he was just never really healthy. He had some hamstring issues, like I say, the foot injury that I believe required surgery to kind of correct. So maybe now that he's finally healthy, and, you know, sometimes a change of venue, you know, can be just the kind of thing that, you know, it kind of gives you that little bit of boost of confidence that you need.
And to be fair, in 2010 with the Blue Jays, and again, in 2010, he was only 22 years of age. He got his first cup of coffee at the age of 20. He was rushed through and then was shuttled back a lot. Big leagues, AAA with the Blue Jays, big leagues, AAA a lot. But at the age of 22, in 2010, in just 298 at-bats, he hit 14 home runs and hit .255. So very similar numbers to what he did last year production-wise with the Pirates.
Yeah, and it's important, too. You mentioned being, you know, shuttled back and forth, majors, minors, starting at a pretty young age. Something that he and I talked about, I remember last year during spring training, is, you know, people forget sometimes when you do that, when you keep going up and down between levels, you're experiencing a whole different level of, you know, different set of coaches, different teammates, different guys, and everyone comes at you with advice. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you should, you know, move your feet back or move them closer together or raise your hands or lower your hands. Put the, you know, everyone has a solution. And, it, you know, one of the things that kind of bothered him over the years is he just started listening to too many people telling him too many things. And when you start doing that, you really lose sight of what your swing is and what you naturally should be doing. And I think that was, you know, part of the problem. He'd get to the majors and want to do everything, all those different techniques to make it work, and it never did.
Rob Biertemfel from the Pittsburgh Tribune, the Pirates beat writers, with us for another minute or two here on WBAL News Radio 1090. You go on his Twitter handle, Rob, and he looks like a very interesting guy. Every single picture, and he has a ton of them, has to do with food and what he's making for dinner, lunch, what have you. Tell me about the kind of guy he is, and does he fit into almost any clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. Travis Roy, you know, kind of an outgoing guy. He's got the Lunchbox Hero tag on Twitter. Very, very big. Lives out in the Seattle area, so very big on the Seahawks, and this is a pretty big week for him. And also very big on grilling and smoking. He's a carnivore. He probably admits that. A couple of years ago, we were out there in Italy play, and he had all the fellows in the team over to his house for a big barbecue that night. Did it all himself. He's a pretty interesting guy. I just got married this past off season. I think he proposed to his wife on the rooftop of a restaurant here in Pittsburgh, and then got married back in Seattle. So, a pretty interesting guy. Good guy to talk to, and I think the fans in Baltimore are gonna like getting to know him a little bit.
Very cool. And you said his defense is actually pretty good out there. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy. I mean, he's 235 pounds.
Yeah, you look at him, you think he'd be one of these lumbering giant guys, you know. But he actually moves pretty well in the field. He gets back on balls pretty well. I can't even tell you how many, you know, catches. He makes a lot of those crashing in, jumping up to rob home run kind of, you know, catches in right field. So he's a guy who can, you know, surprise you. His arm, not the strongest arm in the world, but it's an accurate arm, and, you know, he can get things done. I think he can maybe surprise you a little bit at times.
And final question, Rob, we will end on this. Is he capable of still becoming the Travis Snyder that those Baseball America types, the scouts that drafted him in the first round in 06, thought he could be? Is that still there in any way?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to be that franchise type guy. He's not going to be the Andrew McCutchen, you know, type guy that does it all and gets all the headlines and is a superstar. But I think he can probably be more than a serviceable guy, maybe even an everyday player, put up some pretty good numbers and you know, fit into a lineup, you know, on a routine basis, I think.
Interesting insight into Travis Snyder from Rob Biertemfel, Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Tribune. Rob, thank you so much. Come back to the area anytime. We'd love to have you.
No problem at all. I look forward to getting back down there and getting me some crabs.
Always welcome. Guy who lived in Chuck County, pretty cool stuff. Rob Biertemfel will come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.